Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is calling on Jesus. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Call on Jesus because he cares for you, by Clarence Haynes Jr. Call on Jesus because he cares for you, by Clarence L. Haynes Jr., read by Kelly Jane McLean. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Matthew 20:31. If you are not familiar with the whole story, here is a skinny. Jesus is leaving Jericho, and two blind men were on the side of the road. When they heard Jesus was coming by, they shouted out for Jesus' help. The crowd told these men to shut up and be quiet. Despite the size of the crowd and their rebuke, these men ignored them and shouted even louder. When they shouted louder, Jesus heard them and came to help them. When my son was born, he had to go into the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, because of some issues he faced after birth. If you've never experienced this, it takes you on an emotional roller coaster ride. Your child is born, you can hold him briefly, and then he is whisked away and put on machines to help him breathe. You can imagine the myriad of emotions that you go through, from the excitement of your child entering the world to concern wondering if he is going to make it. As a parent, especially of your firstborn child, this is a ride you don't expect, nor do you want to stay on very long. If there was ever a time to yell, "Stop the ride, I want to get off," this was it. For the next few days, we went back and forth between home and the NICU. As parents who believed in God, we did what we knew we should do. We prayed. Just like the two blind men shouted for Jesus' help, we did the same thing. Yet, as we prayed, nothing seemed to happen, and the situation was left unchanged. This went on for 9 days. After 9 days, with no apparent progress made, in my fatigue and frustration, I shouted to God even louder and said, "God, you must come and change the situation." The next day, my son came home. I'm not sure what you're facing today. You may be in the middle of a desperate situation like mine or the two blind men. First off, if you've not done so yet, you need to call on Jesus to help you in this matter, because he cares for you. But what if you have been praying, calling and shouting out the name of Jesus for help, and nothing has happened yet? What do you do? In your case, I encourage you to keep shouting. When these men heard Jesus was coming, they cried out to him, and even when the crowds rebuked them, they shouted even louder. You must do the same thing. One of the greatest challenges in prayer is we get overwhelmed, discouraged, and tired. Prayer is easy when you pray once and get the answer. However, that does not always happen. When the answer is not immediate, prayer can sometimes feel useless. In these moments, the temptation is to stop praying, to stop calling on the name of Jesus, and just give up. Should you find yourself in this place, I implore you, please don't quit. Even though the situation tries to tell you to shut up, shout even louder. Whatever you are facing today, put a big shout. Even though the situation tries to tell you to shut up, shout even louder. Whatever you are facing today, put a bigger shout on it. You may feel the desire to be quiet, thinking Jesus is not going to stop for you. Here is the remedy to that. Shout even louder. Don't stop calling upon the Lord, regardless of how much everyone around you and everything in you is telling you to be quiet. Keep on calling on His name. It may feel like God is not listening, but He is. Jesus hears you, and He will come to help you in your time of need. Many times, we stop short right when we are on the doorstep of the answer to prayer. Imagine if these two blind men had listened to the crowd and stopped shouting. They would have remained blind. However, they ignored the crowd and they kept shouting. Jesus heard their cry and came to help them. He will do the same for you. I encourage you today, whatever you are facing, don't let it silence you. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. Make sure you keep on shouting because Jesus hears and He is coming to help. Intersecting faith and life. When you pray and the answer does not come right away, that should not be the end of your faith, but the beginning of it. Further reading. 10 scriptures to remind you, God is with you always. Why you should be encouraged that God will never leave you, and 7 mistakes we make when we pray.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.